Oh, so there you are driving toward Long Beach, and it's an iconic site, a beautiful site in SoCal, and people visit it from here and from all over the world, the Queen Mary, and it's a living tribute to World War II. And we are joined by Stephen Sowards. He's the general manager of the Queen Mary. That's a big job.
It keeps me busy, for sure.
You guys are doing so many things this summer. And so, you know, just a little background on the Queen Mary. How old is the Queen Mary?
So the Queen Mary just celebrated its 80th birthday last fall.
Yeah.
It has been located in Long Beach. We will be celebrating its 50th birthday in Long Beach this December, 2017. It arrived in 1967 and celebrates annually with our big July 4th event as the iconic ship in Long Beach for the big fireworks show coming up.
That's right. And it's a great way to celebrate the 4th of July. Going back to the history of the Queen Mary, it started as a luxury ship.
Yeah, the Queen Mary began its voyages on the Atlantic between New York and London in 1936. She sailed back and forth for 30 years, was a big part of World War II and moving troops around the European base from the U.S. And finally, in 1965, decided that they were going to retire her, and Long Beach made the bid, the winning bid, against the city of Philadelphia to get her final resting place next to the shoreline there in Long Beach.
We're happy it's there because it's become part of us here in Southern California.
You know, it's our Statue of Liberty. It's our Eiffel Tower. And we're very proud to have her in Long Beach. And I'm very proud to be fortunate enough to be a part of that team.
Now it's a hot spot, too. There's entertainment on the Queen Mary. And then there's also, like we were talking about, the history and the service that the Queen Mary was participating in with the troops. And, you know, you are keeping kids educated about the past, the present, and the future because you have student tours that go on to the Queen Mary. And they learn about things like steam-powered ships.
Yes, we have a partnership with the Long Beach Unified School District, and all of their students at one time or another get the opportunity to come and visit the ship, and we do some science projects with them in terms of their steam engines and as well as with the motion of water, and they get to build small ships, and we have a couple of tanks that they use to do their test in terms of watching how a ship reacts to large waves, and that gives them a feel of what this ship must have been like when it was a sail in the Atlantic Ocean and some of those winter trips.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so they go through and they learn things about the ship, the history, and docents take them through, and you have even films that you show them. So it's pretty incredible what you do for the students in the community. And you also have other community outreach programs. You work with Ronald McDonald House?
Yep. We are a big partner with the Ronald McDonald House, located in Long Beach, right next to the hospital, of course, and the families that are there for, you know, to make sure that their children get the wonderful care at Long Beach. It's just very, very important to us that they are made to feel at home, that they're comfortable during this process. And we want them to know that, you know, they're welcome into the city of Long Beach for all the right reasons. And ultimately, they have the majestic ship there to watch over them and make sure they're taken care of very well.
That is great. Yeah. So really caring about the community. And then also there's so much to do on the Queen Mary. It's a hot spot for entertainment.
It is. We have created this destination of entertainment. We start this summer. We've had some big events already and some major concerts. And we start again in July with Ship Kicker, our country music concert, where Lee Bryce will be the headliner. And 3 days after that, we have our enormous July 4th event on the ship, which has live music from the Pointer Sisters and many other performances with comedy shows and also with magicians that day and lots of food opportunities. And it'll really be designed around the family event. And we hope that everyone comes down to see this. And it culminates with the big fireworks show right off the rear of the ship, which I don't believe there's a better seat in the house than that back seat of the ship, where it'll be lots of people on July 4th.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. And so you've got comedy night now. So Ships and Giggles. I love the title. That's the name of the comedy night.
Yeah, we have a monthly event called Ships and Giggles in our observation bar. We started a few months back, and you can see the actual dates and the performers that are on our website at thequeenmary.com and get the specifics for certain individuals performing. But it's been a great turnout, and it really engages the local artist as well as the bigger names that we have as historically have come in. And we look forward to continuing this each and every month on the ship.
Yeah, it gives local artists a chance to get up there and get behind the mic.
Yep, definitely. And that's what we're really supporting in the cultural arts in Long Beach, mm-hmm. is the live music in our local band nights on Thursdays. Every month we have those, as well as the comedy night where we get local comedians to come in, as well as some bigger names join us. And then we also have our salon series once a month, which is, opens up the ship after three, and we do storytelling. And, you know, we have live music and dancing and some of the big ballroom dancing and big band sounds that you might have heard on that ship in the 1930s and 40s.
Oh, yeah. Taking you back. Yeah, that is a great idea. So the ballroom, and you can kind of feel like you were there in a way. And so on the comedy night, though, I've heard someone can show up, like, you know, you never know. Someone can get behind that mic. Yeah.
We've been very fortunate to have Margaret Cho join us down there the last couple of months. And we continue to have great lineup that we post the lineup, and have had individuals like Ant-Man and a few others come and perform on this event. And it will continue to grow. And it seems to be well received in the city of Long Beach. And we want everyone to come and join us.
Yeah, you have people joining you in the evenings. You just started this, free evenings, free evening admission, which is very cool. So now you can get on to the Queen Mary after 6?
After 6 p.m., the ship is open to everybody to come and join us. You know, this ship is an iconic ship that represents Southern California. And we want Southern Californians to be able to enjoy this ship and understand the history. We want to engage with the local community and drive the cultural arts and really let people know this is the centerpiece hub for the social area in Long Beach, and that we're going to continue to put on events and have different shows that will bring in age differences as well as a variety of diversification in the music scene.
Right. You have all different types of events. So there really is something for everyone, all types of music. So you have different genres, you have the comedy, you have more festivals coming up.
Yeah, we have, as I mentioned earlier, the Ship Kicker Country Music Festival coming up July 1st. We are hosting a hip-hop music festival at the beginning of August. We'll have additional rock and roll concerts coming up as well in the fall. And then we go into our Halloween event called Dark Harbor, which is our mazes and ghost and legends tours that we do over the month of October as well.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. I've been on the ship and I've heard some of the stories, some of the ghost stories about the ship. Do you have a favorite one?
I always like to talk about the two main ghosts that I always hear about. It's the lady in the white dress. And then there's a ghost that's a child on the ship, which is a very friendly ghost. And, you know, many of our guests that come with their children always get some kind of feedback that the children bring that, you know, this ghost wants to take them to play or wants to play with them as they arrive to the ship frequently with the children.
Have you had an experience at all?
Unfortunately, I haven't had any yet. Mm-hmm. I think they may be still checking me out since I'm new to the ship, and they're going to let me in when they're ready, I'm sure.
Yeah, what's your favorite part about working with the legendary ship since you've started working? How long ago there?
I've been about 3 months now, and I tell you, this ship is so majestic. I mean, driving up to the ship, as you mentioned earlier, and you see this ship. We call it She because she's alive in our world. And when you arrive there, you are energized, you are passionate about it, and you know that you're going to have to put your best foot forward every day because she's not going to let you have an off day, because it is such an experience for everybody, including our employees as well as our guests, that we want to engage and bring them back and send them home with great memories.
It's breathtaking when you come up to the Queen Mary.
To see and know the history of what this ship has done globally and internationally, and to have the iconic representation that it does for Southern California is just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And you cannot do anything but get chills when you arrive at the Queen Mary, because you know that story is something very powerful and strong. And the emotional connection that not only the employees have that have been there for so many years, but the guests that come and the stories that you hear about they immigrated to Ellis Island on this ship when they were 11 years old, or they met their husband or wife of 70 years that they met on the ship back when they were traveling from London to the New York visits. And it's really amazing. It gives you chill bumps when you talk to these guests about all these emotional connections that they have. And it's really powerful.
I'm getting chills from the emotional connections you're telling me about. You got it down so well. So it's like this job was meant for you.
You know, sometimes I'm telling everyone on the ship that I believe I needed that ship as bad as she needed me, maybe.
Are you open every day to the public, you know, for people who want to come and visit, regular tours that go on?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Our tours open at 9 a.m. and finish up the, we'll say, non-paranormal tours are over at 6:30 in the p.m. and, you know, then we have some late evening paranormal tours and some paranormal dinner offerings that can quite be moving for our guests when they join us for those late evening events. But yeah, there's events going on all the time. The hotel, of course, is in the ship. There's 346 staterooms that are going under remodel and bring them back to their original state. And, you know, we have rooms called the Winston Churchill Suite, and we have all of these iconic names of the special players. And we're hosting the Lady Diana exhibit currently, and we'll be opening our Winston Churchill exhibit here in the fourth quarter of this year, along with the movie that's going to be released later this year about his war rooms.
And so we'll have people probably visiting from across the pond to
frequently
see it. Yes.
Frequently.
Well, from all over the world, people visit the Queen Mary. Yeah,
definitely.
Is there a favorite event or your favorite part of the ship?
I love the Grand Salon and the Grand Ballroom. You know, it was the first class passenger dining area, and the woodworking in there and the artwork there. And it's just magnificent. I mean, when you think about the way this ship was constructed 80 years ago, you can do nothing but just say, wow. And when you look at the majestic size of this ship and what it must have done, you know, additionally, the engine room is quite spectacular. You know, we can hardly get people out of the engine room once they get in there. And there's another additional space that you can look down into the water and see the propellers that push this ship across the oceans. And to think about that ship in operation and now that it's parked there, it just the memories and the experiences are really special.
Yeah, we have it here. We have it here in Southern California, so close to us and accessible. And so we can go visit anytime, right?
Definitely. So, come and see us any day and join us for Sunday brunch. I mean, we have over 100 items on our Sunday brunch. And it is a great value for the family to come and experience as well. And we get nothing but great rave reviews about the brunch each week. We want the Southern California and actually all of our visitors that visit us to follow us at thequeenmary.com. And additionally, in social media, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Queen Mary.
Can you post about your visit to the Queen Mary on your social media sites?
Definitely. We have hashtag opportunities for everybody that attends, and we really focus on them in those bigger events as well, because we want the world to know the Queen Mary is the destination of entertainment for the future in the city of Long Beach in Southern California.
So hashtag I was on the Queen Mary.
There you go.
Yeah, and thank you for walking us mentally through the Queen Mary, giving us a great mental picture of it, you know, as we're listening, because you can just see it there on the water.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. So thank you for taking the time.
Stephen Sowards, General Manager of the Queen Mary.